Chapter 2, Learning to be Optimistic. I had a privileged upbringing. It wasn't that the Rotella family had a lot of money. We didn't. We were never hungry. But a lot of the food on our table consisted of vegetables we grew ourselves. When I say I was privileged, I mean that my childhood taught me to be optimistic. I didn't know it then, but I realize now that this was a precious gift. Exceptional people, I have found, either start out being optimistic or learn to be optimistic because they realize that they can't get what they want in life without being optimistic. That's why I say I was privileged. I didn't have to learn optimism. It was given to me. I don't mean that my mother and father, in the manner of some of today's parents, ever worried about my self-esteem. They didn't. They didn't praise me unless I did something praiseworthy. To the contrary, if I did less than my best at something, I got no credit for making a half-hearted effort. If my chore for the day was cutting the grass, and I didn't complete the job with neat edges, I did it over when my dad came home. I remember a day when I was working with my father to fix some window trim. I was nailing it in, and I hit a nail incorrectly and bent it. I was about to just pound the bent nail in, but when you bend a nail, that sound is quite different from that of a nail being struck properly and driven in straight. My dad was about 10 yards away, and he heard it. Before I could continue, he came over to me and said, "What are you doing? You think we're going to paint over a bent nail? That's going to be your finished product? How can you live with that?" I pulled out the bent nail and started over. My dad believed passionately, and still believes, in education. It was an attitude he got from his father and the community he grew up in. He taught me that America is a great place for anyone who gets an education and takes advantage of it. He insisted that we do as well as possible in school. That usually meant A's, though if he was persuaded that we were doing our best in a subject that was difficult for us, he would tolerate a B. He never told us what to do with our lives. He just taught us that we...